This podcast is a safe place to share experiences and tackle issues related to mental health. It is meant not to work as intervention or replace any treatment option. Should you feel that you are suffering from any mental discomfort, it is necessary to seek professional help from mental health professionals.
Hello everyone! Thank you so much at andito na naman kayo for another day of podcast. Our topic for today is free yourself from the trap of overthinking. Familiar ba sa inyo yung word na overthinking? Have you ever had one of those days when it feels like your brain just won't stop running circles in your head? Maybe you've been overthinking a project at work, or overanalyzing a conversation you had with a friend, o kaya yung mga problems sa mga anak mo, iniisip mo. We've all been there, and it's one of the most frustrating experiences we can have. What's worse is that this type of anxious thinking can have physical effects on our bodies, like increased heart rate and breathing, sweating, and general fatigue. This phenomenon is known as overthinking. It occurs when our thoughts become too focused on a particular subject or idea to the point where it begins to cause us stress and anxiety. So alam mo na men, nag-overthink ka. So ano ang pwede mong gawin? Gusto mo ba na mag-increase heart rate ka? Magka-problema ka sa physical health mo? Ano ang pwede nating gawin para maalagaan mo ang sarili mo? Okay? So let's start. Okay? Understanding overthinking and its effect. Do you often feel like your mind is caught in a loop, endlessly replaying and analyzing the same thoughts over and over again? If so, chances are you're stuck in a trap of overthinking. Overthinking can be extremely detrimental to your mental health and well-being. It can lead to a more negative thought patterns, contributing to depression, stress, and anxiety. It can even have a physical effects on your body, causing headache, digestive issues, sleep problems, and more. The longer you stay trapped in the cycle of overthinking, the worse its effects become. So ikaw ba yun, kung hindi mo titigilan yung ka-overthink mo, kakaisip na kakaisip, lalo siya magmamanifest sa katawan mo. Like may headache, like mataas ang bibi mo, laging nagkakaroon ka ng problem sa tiyan. Maraming sakit ka mapuproduce pag hindi ka tumigil na kaka-overthink mo. At best, overthinking can cause social awkwardness by keeping us from enjoying present moments. As it worst, it can prevent us from the living full lives and meeting our goals. Fortunately, though it may seem hard to escape this vicious cycle, there are ways, okay, how to escape this vicious cycle. First is learning to recognize negative thinking patterns. Our mind can be a prison from which it's hard to escape. If we're constantly bombarded by negativity, it can be exhausting and nearly impossible to get out of the loop. That is why it's important to recognize negative thinking patterns and actively challenge them. For example, one common pattern of overthinking is catastrophizing. If something bad happens, you immediately assume the worst case scenario that it will lead to dire consequence. You might start worrying that you won't recover from a financial setback or that your reputation will suffer long-term damage from a mistake. Okay, so ganito yon. Minsan, kailangan mong malaman, i-recognize mo kung ikaw ay nag-iisip na ng negative. Okay? Kasi once, mas madali kasing ma-attract ng brain natin ang mga negative thoughts. So kapag nakikita mo na nag-iisip ka na negative thoughts, kailangan i-catch mo yung sarili mo. Okay, yan naman, sabi ko nga kanina, nagka-catastrophizing ka. Halimbawa, yung masakit lang ulo mo, feeling mo may tumor ka, o kaya naman may mali kang nagawa, feeling mo iiwanan ka ng mga taong mahal mo. Yung mga ganong senaryo, dapat kailangan mong ingatan ang sarili mo. Okay? But here's the thing, ito ang pinaka-importante. Most of these concerns are probably unfounded. Even if they turn out to be true, there's no benefit to dwelling on them endlessly. So instead of getting stuck in this thought spiral, take a step back and focus on what you can do right now to move forward, no matter how small the action may seem. Dahil ko itong sinasabi, find solution to your problem. Kapag nagne-negative thoughts ka, i-acknowledge mo to. Hanapan mo na solution. Huwag kang umikot, huwag mo nang hayaan umikot-ikot sa ulo mo, sa thought mo, sa mind mo, yung mga negative thoughts na kasi lalo siya mag-stay. What you can do is write it down at yung mga negative thoughts mo para nakikita mo, and then find solution habang sinusulat mo to, okay? Practical steps like this are just one way to break the cycle of overthinking. But they can make a big difference in making your brain the space and time it needs to reset itself so that you can face each day with energy and positivity. Okay? That's the first one. Second one is exploring helpful strategies to combat overthinking, which is reframing your thoughts. Okay? Rather than letting your thoughts spiral out of control, trying reframing them in a more positive light. When you find yourself stuck in an endless loop of negative thinking, take a step back and look at the issue from a different angle. Oftentimes, taking this alternative approach can help you view things in a more logical perspective way. Pag sinabing reframe your thoughts is, ano ba yung pwede mo pang isipin? Diba? Instead na inisip mo na gantong kuyari, mag-isip tayo ng negative na iiwanan ka ng taong mahal mo dahil nagkamali ka. I-reframe mo yun. Instead na sabihin mo na iiwanan ka, sabihin mo, oo, nagkamali ako tungkol doon sa mistakes mo, pero itong pagkakamali na to is a learning for me na ibig sabihin, hindi lahat alam ko. So ito ay step by step kung matututunan para mag-improve ako as a person. Ganun mo i-reframe, hindi parang binlame mo na lang sarili mo na ikaw ang may kasalanan ng lahat. Okay? Ano pa? Ano pa ang pwede mong gawin para labanan yung overthinking? Third is develop healthy habits. One of the most effective ways to put an end to overthinking is by developing healthy routines and habits. Lagi ko itong sinasabi sa mga clients ko, importante na may routine ka. What time will you wake up? What time will you exercise? What time ka go to work? Ano yung mga kailangan mong gawin? Or what time ka pupunta sa mga friends mo? Importante na may routine ka kasi ang routine ang magsisave sa'yo sa downward spiral ng negative thoughts. Make sure to get enough sleep, eat healthy meals, and exercise regularly. These lifestyle changes not only help restore balance in your life, but also help keep your mind active and vibrant. Okay? Next, ano pa ang pwede natin gawin? Okay? Break free from your comfort zone. Baka masyado ka na nasanay dyan sa lugar mo, sa bahay mo, sa kwarto mo. Okay? So, importante na kailangan mo rin lumabas sa comfort zone mo. Often, our deepest anxieties stem from the fact that we don't have enough control over our lives or situation. To get power over these anxieties, try breaking free from the comfort zone and take up something you never thought of doing before. Learning something new or trying something different might just be enough to challenge yourself out of the rut of overthinking. Okay, so yun. Instead na nag-overthink ka, bakit hindi mo na lang subukan ng mga bagay na hindi mo pa nasusubukan? Okay, halimbawa, bakit di mo subukan mamasyal sa malayong lugar o i-meet yung mga kaibigan mo na hindi mo pa nakikita, na matagal mo nang hindi nakikita, or kumain sa isang restaurant na matagal mo nang gustong itry. So, yun ang pwede mong gawin, okay? importante din para ma-avoid ang overthinking is how set a healthy boundaries, okay? Learning to set healthy boundaries is a great way to free yourself from the trap of overthinking. Bakit? Here's why. When we set healthy boundaries, we place limit on who, what, and how much you need to overthink. Knowing your limits help you manage your overthinking because you can prevent things that might cause it and learn how to walk away from the situation that triggers it. Okay, so paano ba tayo magse-set ng boundaries pag nag-overthink? First is, identify the areas in life where you have the power to set your own limits, like relationships with other people or time management for task and project. Okay? Next, pangalawa, find ways to clearly and respectfully communicate your own boundaries and expectations with others in ways that make sense for each situation you find yourself in. 3, try to practice self-care and self-compassion by allowing yourself room to grow as well as making mistakes without punishing yourself for them. 4, respect the boundaries of others even if they don't meet your standards or expectations. This will help you learn how to do the same in return. Okay? Next, importante talaga that you set healthy boundaries because it gives us control over our lives and help us gain a better understanding of ourselves and our emotions. We can also use this knowledge to avoid getting stuck in the overthinking trap since it gives us a better idea of what triggers our anxious thoughts and reactions in certain situations, allowing us more time for positive thinking instead. Another setting boundaries then for overthinking is you can, pwede ka rin mag-limit. Like, okay, mag-overthinking ako for 1 hour. After 1 hour, I have to do something. Hindi pwede buong araw overthink ka. O bago ka matulog, nag-overthink ka. Di mo ba alam kapag nag-overthink ka bago ka natutulog, tumataas ang stress hormones mo, yung cortisol. So imagine mo, natulog ka, nasa katawan mo yung stress hormones. So ano nangyayari sa body mo habang natutulog ka? Nagpo-produce ka ng sakit. Okay? So please, limit your overthinking. Okay? Think ko, incorporate self-care practices into your life. Okay? One of the best way to break free from the trap of overthinking is to incorporate some healthy self-care practices in your daily life. The most successful way to do this is to create routine. Kanina sinabi ko, routine and stick to it. This will give you structure and help you maintain balance in your life. Okay? How to do the positive self-care? First is you establish good sleeping habits. Aim for at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep per night. Kung hindi naman, at least nakatulog ka between 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And makatulog ka lang doon, okay na yon. Ibang mga tao tinatawag na short sleepers na minsan 5 hours or 4 hours, okay na yon. Okay? Take time for yourself. Or whether it's reading a book or simply taking a long bath, make sure you take time for yourself every day, even if it's just 10 minutes. Okay? Invest in healthy eating habits. Okay? Incorporate more wholesome food in your diet like nuts and vegetables, which can help reduce stress and anxiety. Okay? Next is stay active. Okay, napaka-importante nito. Exercise releases endorphins that can boost your mood and reduce stress levels while also providing an additional outlet if you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed out by something. Okay, paano ba exercise ang sinasabi ko? Kung yung mga taong nahikinig dito, nag-gym, okay, good. Pero yung mga taong hindi nakakapag-gym, busy, walking is okay. Walking, okay lang. Or stretching, pwede na yon. For 10 to 15 minutes, okay na yon. Next is prioritize your relationship. okay? Surrounding yourself with friends that support you will create an environment where you can express your feelings without judgment or fear of saying something wrong and serve as a reminder that you are not alone in this journey. Napakahalaga na alam mo kung sino yung kakausapin mo, kasi kapag negative yung lagi mong kinakausap, negative din ang mapupunta sa yung energy. So, importante talaga na surround yourself with good people. Okay? Next. Importante ito is, last but not the least, I want to emphasize, is your relationship with God. Using your relationship with God to combat overthinking. Another way to free yourself from the trap of overthinking is tap into your faith. Connecting with God and leaning your faith can help you overcome the negative habit of overthinking. Okay? Paano ba yon? Okay? First is clarity on purpose and direction. When your sense of self is poor, it can cause you to question your decision and feel stuck in an endless cycle of analyzing situations. But God provides a different perspective. When we look to Him for guidance, we can find clarity on our purpose and direction. So every time na nalilito ka dahil nag-overthink ka, may inisip kang problem, focus ka kay God, surrender it to God, humingi ka ng clarity and direction kay God, okay? Next is, hope even in uncertainty kapag nakafocus ka kay God. Even when there's uncertainty, connecting with God allows us to walk forward in hope that He'll provide us wisdom as we make decisions and navigate life's challenges. When we rely on a power greater than ourselves, helps us accept what's out of our control and not waste our energy overthinking it. Okay, di ba? At kung kilala mo si God at ang kanyang character niya, alam mo that He is in control. So, alam mo kung ano mangyari sa buhay mo at sa mga mahal mo sa buhay, si God ang may control. Sayang overthinking. Sinusunog mo ang brain cells mo na nagkukos yan sa'yo ng stress and anxiety. So, mag-focus ka na lang dun sa mga bagay na kung ano magpapasaya sa'yo instead na nag-overthink ka sa ibang bagay. Okay? Pangatlo, when you focus your relationship with God, it will give you a different way of thinking. The Bible gives us a different way to look at thoughts, allowing them in but not getting attached to them. With this approach, you become aware of your thought patterns without engaging with them too deeply or trying to push them away. Cultivating this kind of awareness helps stop the spiraling cycle by removing some of the control these thoughts have over you. Okay? So, imagine mo, nag-overthink ka. Kapag in-acknowledge mo, okay, nag-overthink na ako, you find solution, sinurrender mo kay God, and then mag-focus ka na sa ibang bagay. Hindi ko sinabing huwag kang mag-isip ng negative thoughts, huwag kang, ang point lang dito is huwag kang mag-dwell, huwag kang mag-stay doon sa negative thoughts na yon. Okay? So, start today by tuning into something bigger than yourself. Practice turning your worries into prayers. Or just spend time reflecting through scriptures, enjoying the application it has for where you are at right now. You'll be amazed how quickly overthinking fades away when faith takes its place. Okay? In conclusion, sa mga nag-overthink, sana may natutunan kayo, okay? It is essential to recognize the power of overthinking and be conscious of how it affects our body and mind. To overcome this issue, it is important to establish a routine that allows time for self-reflection, relaxation, and stress reduction. Additionally, practice self-compassion, take breaks from difficult tasks, or use cognitive behavioral techniques to challenge negative thoughts and foster healthy perspective. Free yourself from the trap of overthinking and take charge of your life. Okay, so yan ang ating session for today. Please take good care of your thoughts by not overthinking. Have a good day, everyone. Goodbye.
This has been Coach I on the Mind End on Mental Health TBT podcast. Reach out to me by the Facebook group Meant to Matter, Meant, M-E-A-N-T, and my Facebook account, Aileen Evangelista Ang, Aileen, A-I-L-E-E-N. I borrowed the quote from Les Brown. You ask for help not because you are weak, but because you want to remain strong. The hurt and pain you are feeling is temporary unless you choose to dwell on it. Remember, healing is a slow process. It is a self-realization, and it starts with you. This episode has been brought to you by Kids Hope Foundation, Inc., Life Coach Group Advisor, Inc., and Kids Journey Learning Center.